terrorists supporting terrorists. Turkey, which has been one of the largest supporters of terrorist groups since the beginning of the attacks on Syria, as the Syrian military, along with Hezbollah fighters, continue to make gains in the war-ravaged country. Those who originally laid the plans to destroy this Arab country continue with their schemes. The United States, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, Jordan are trying new moves in their so-called battle against terrorism. On the one hand, all these entities condemn terrorism verbally, followed by strong slogans such as King Abdullah of Jordan saying they will not let the terrorists get away with these acts. And then on the other hand, they continue to bring more terrorists to the area. Under the premise of moderate fighters and training, they want to put more people on the ground. The reality is that they cannot give up their goal of trying to overthrow the Syrian government. If their goal was truly fighting against terrorism, then they would be able to work with the Syrian government, despite their differences, to fight against the terrorists and wipe out terrorism. However, this is not the case, and the U.S. and its regional supporters are saying that a moderate element could tip the scales away from the Syrian government. However, this hand has already been played, and we see the results of allowing so-called moderate fighters into Syria to fight the government initially. We have been down this road before. The moderate fighter has become al-Nusra fighters, or Daesh, extremist elements, which has wreaked havoc all over the region and elsewhere. So if the goal is really stopping terrorism, here are a few suggestions. The USA should stop sending supplies to the ISIL terrorists in Iraq. The Western countries must not allow more weapons in the area. Stop training terrorists who may end up cutting off heads, burning people alive, raping, and torturing in so many different ways. And by the way, if you really want to stop Daesh, ISIS, then why are the terrorists so free to take out oil from the ground, load it into tankers, and sell it? And by the way, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Qatar, since you feel that you must protect the Muslim Ummah and stop terrorism, how about stopping Israeli terrorism, where we see every day Tel Aviv is occupying more and more of the West Bank and on a regular basis defile Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Truly, this is a main attack against our Muslim Ummah. So if you are after true terrorists, then stop supporting terrorism. And while we're at it, stop being terrorists yourselves.